The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Everybody, and welcome to this wonderful 76th episode of ReviewParty.com. I am Brent.
I am Matt.
It's a show on the internet, I guess you could say. It's probably the only one that's ready to celebrate Thanksgiving this year. All the other podcasts, they have their little Thanksgiving specials. I know it's a big thing in the podcast community to have a tight Thanksgiving special, but I think everyone's is going to be a little loosey-goosey this year.
Yeah, no one has a dedicated fan base like us.
And I know everyone in our dedicated fan base is getting their review party turkey ready with their patented review party turkey carvers for the whole family.
It's a reciprocating blade made famous on ReviewParty.com.
Yes, right.
Reciprocating. I said that right.
And that's why I said, yeah, right.
You give a little bit to the blade, and it reciprocates.
Right, right. So everything you give to the blade gives back. Give the blade love and nourishing. The blade cuts a turkey breast just like through butter. I'm going to reciprocate your podcast co-hosting by offering up a review.
Oh, boy.
I'm very thankful I found this one. This is for some Vermont Smoke and Cure Mini Meat Sticks Beef Pork. Original beef and pork. This is the turkey one.
It's beef pork, but it's turkey. Okay.
There's different flavors. There's a turkey pepperoni, which this review is for.
This is some search engine optimization bozo business going on, huh? They just want to list every flavor in the name.
Right.
So that they snag you with their little hooks.
Each kind of meat is a different hook to
beef, pork, turkey, pepperoni.
And then you get dragged in. Just like Dr. J here did. Great title there, review. Yum, yum, yum. Delicious little sticks. Oh, carbs, gluten-free, and original dairy-free. Love Vermont meat sticks. And these are small bites of meat heaven. Zero carbs. So great for my little grandson. With type 1 diabetics.
Oh.
They are so delicious, and I had to get a 96 count box because all the other kids want some of and get jealous if he is the only one eating one of them. Great for quick snack after school in lunchbox, gym bag, low carb diet, staple snack, Dr. J. Ingredients: original turkey, sea salt, evaporated cane sugar, pepper, celery juice powder, ascorbic acid, ground mustard, cardamom, lactic acid, starter culture, not from milk, encased in collagen casing, 5 stars.
Okay.
They included the ingredients.
That, usually the listing will give you all that information, I would hope, but it's good to know that Dr. J cares enough to list it in the review, just so
we
know.
Dr. J wants to make sure that Amazon is not taking away information from anybody. You know, they might decide, no, people don't get to see ingredients anymore. Well, thank goodness. Dr. J archived him.
Yeah, freedom of information from Dr. J. This is excellent. I'm sorry, if you're a grandparent, it sounds like Dr. J is a grandparent to many children. Grandparents need to know, you don't just buy one type of food just for one kid and pretend everything's going to be all right.
You just get the little fucker a 96 pack of turkey jerky, and then they're good, you know, for a couple months. They know how to ration.
But the other kids,
they don't need it.
They're going to see that favoritism. I've been there. Either each kid gets their own thing or you spread it amongst the chillins.
Listen, Ronnie can only eat with his diabetes, he can only eat the zero-carb turkey jerky. You kids can eat whatever you want, but the turkey jerky's his.
Okay, so he's a little tank of a boy.
Protein all day, every day.
That's all he can have, according to Dr. J. It's the doctor's orders. Turkey in stick form exclusively.
Aren't there, like, preservatives, nitrates, nitrites? You don't want to just be just down on that stuff ad nauseum.
You start to smell like turkey jerky pepperoni.
Comes out of your pores. Jerky. You get the gout from that, right? That's a bad combination. You don't.
Is the gout from a lot of meat?
Processed meats, I believe.
Damn, imagine you eat so many processed meat, your feet start to get crusty.
That's bad.
That's a bad. You got to call your doctor, but I'd be, if I was a doctor having to deliver that, I'd be embarrassed for them a little bit. Yeah, downing 3 packs of Spam a day really caught up with you. Your feet are encased in themselves because of what you've done here.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all.
We call this mafia foot. This case is so bad. If you jumped in the water, you'd go straight to the bottom like they're cemented in.
Ugh. Yeah, that is strange. I mean, it goes to show you need to not, and I don't want to make the mistake of tying it to type 1 diabetes because that's inherited. But in any case, your diet does affect other things in your life. And I can't imagine going so hard at one thing that it just comes back and gets you.
You don't need any vitamin C when you got the pepperoni turkey jerky.
Ah, your teeth will start falling out. You'll get scurvy. Your scars will reopen. The wounds will cease to have connective tissue. That's not what just you need.
Like pepperoni juice would come out of the open wounds. You'd smell like a pizza parlor.
Oh, God. Pizza the Hut. You're delicious.
You eat enough pepperoni turkey jerkies, you can get in a little cocoon, ooze out your little pepperoni, turn into pepperoni goo, emerge a beautiful pepperoni butterfly.
Yeah, and then Gina Davis comes and she has to put you out of your godforsaken misery.
Man, I saw a clip of the fly. When before he went full fly, when he's just a nasty guy.
Uh-huh.
He's not looking good. He looks like he could use a couple, two, three pepperoni turkey jerkies, brighten his day a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Chomp them up.
Maybe some ointment.
More than some. A bathing in the ointment. He tried to make a teleporter, but he forgot his pepperoni turkey jerky on the other side, and instead of teleporting, he spliced jeans with it.
Ugh, that is an episode of Invader Zim. So that's ground that has been covered.
That was with baloney, wasn't it? They got gene spice salami. With baloney. Yeah, the dog chased them. No, that's funny stuff. You got a review?
I do. Are we feeling like we have appetites after that or no?
Sure. It's okay. Thanksgiving. You gotta it's have an appetite.
I have a couple of reviews here for Butterball Premium Young Turkeys. You know, I love my turkeys young.
Listen, if my turkey's above 1920, I'm through with it.
This comes to us from none other than influencer. Barbara M. writes, "I'll never buy brand Butterball turkey again." This past Thanksgiving, I purchased a 22-pound turkey, and it had an extra drumstick. Animals treated the way they're treated in brand Butterballs. Facilities are horrendous. That's why when I do buy turkey, it's from an organic farm that treat their animals well. Even though they do kill them for consumption, they do take very good care of their animals and feed them well. I do not recommend unless you love chemical-filled mutant birds to feed your family. 1 star.
Everyone's fighting over the drumstick. I don't know what the problem is here.
Thank you, lady. You just won out. Your turkey's got an extra drumstick. That's no problem.
It's like when you crack an egg and there's the two yolks in there. That's just a bonus.
You lucky day. Thank God. Oh, look at that.
Oh, man. Extra jump streak? Oh, that's one more happy person at the Thanksgiving dinner table, isn't it?
No kidding. I read that. I'm like, She does not understand the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
I want a turkey that has drumsticks all around it. Like a like a bandolier of drumsticks.
Instead of feathers, it's got drumsticks on its butt.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's crazy. I think Julia H. is a little more down to earth, a little bit in on what Thanksgiving is like. Julia writes, "Want to have a delicious turkey that doesn't take 4 years to cook after defrosting it for a month? Step 1. Defrost in fridge, if frozen. Step 2. Take out of fridge and take out of packaging. Drain the bird of the fluids. From melting, it's not blood, don't worry. And take out the neck and giblets and throw them at someone. Step 3. Put Burden breast side down on a cutting board and use shears to cut down both sides of the spine, and then give the spine to your ex so they'll finally have one. Step 4. Flip the bird over so the open back is on the cutting board and press down on the breast like you're doing CPR until you hear a crack, then flip back over. Step 5. Use a knife to remove the breastbone out of the bird and then stab it in the pumpkin pie. Step 6, flip the bird back over and place chest side up on a baking rack. Bake at normal temp for half the time-ish. 3/4 of the way through, cover the breast meat with tin foil so it doesn't overcook. You're welcome. 5 stars.
You're welcome for what? Making a mockery of my fucking kitchen on Thanksgiving? With
and
all
your
antics?
Yeah, Julia's the one who gets into the booze early. She's like, hey, it's 1 p.m. Where'd that Bailey's go?
The Rodney Dangerfield spineless ex joke. I can get behind. But yeah. Why is she ruining it? I don't even like pumpkin pie. I don't even want any of the pumpkin pie. But I'm sad that she ruined the pumpkin pie for people that do want it.
With gross, nasty bird juice knife. Yeah.
Bird juice knife.
She's a loose cannon.
She's a loose cannon cop, ready to make do weird stuff at Thanksgiving.
I mean, somebody needs to take control in a Thanksgiving kitchen. Maybe it shouldn't be her, though.
No one's fucking with her in the kitchen, I suppose.
Just because you have a plan doesn't mean you should be the one to make the plan.
Now, there seems like a lot of sensible instructions, and I can't help but feel that she diluted them with her nonsensory.
Her nonsensory non sequiturs, eh?
Now you've ruined it. I'm gonna finish our little trio of turkey reviews, I think. This one isn't as turkey related, but do know I did search turkey knife to
turkey's
find...
Come in 3 in bowling, so this is great.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, joke's on you, audience. This isn't the Thanksgiving episode. This is our bowling episode.
Strike.
So this is one of the knives that came up when I looked up turkey knife. Kitari serrated utility knife, steak knife, 5 inches. Kitchen slicer for beef, bread, fruit, vegetable, and meat. Pack a wood handle, full tang, German. HC steel with laser Damascus pattern. UN series K0108. Who's searching K0108?
Gotta have it there.
Gotta have my pops. User Surfer Girl titles their review nice. This knife is so perfect that I went back and bought a second one. It's perfect for sandwiches. It cuts tomatoes, slices bread. I don't even use any other knives. It's my all-time favorite. Perfect size. Use it for buttering toast. Everything. 5 stars.
Yes. I'm glad she got 2, because at least, you know, she's not completely psychotic in using this one knife for everything, but I do appreciate the versatility.
She leaves it wide open for you. Can cut sandwiches, can cut tomatoes, can cut butter. You're wondering what else it does? Everything.
I shave my legs with this sucker.
I shave my legs with this sucker. I use it as car keys.
God. Just stabbing motion towards the door.
Ride it like a witch's broom to work.
Ha. Huh.
I put it on the bottom of my shoes and I skate. You can do anything with this knife.
That's
this,
why she got two.
This knife saved my marriage.
She did say some things like that many knives can do.
Dullest butter knife and a toasted bread sandwich. I'm going to get through that sucker.
I am not sure I've met a knife that cannot cut bread or spread butter.
I have met many a knife in my time, and my confidence in their broader spreading ability never faltered very much.
Tomatoes? I mean, if you're the type who needs tomatoes, extra thin. I mean, it counts just as much on the quality of the tomato as the quality of your knife. Sure. That's what I'm going to say to that.
Sure, sure. It is heartbreaking when you go to cut a tomato and the tomato just squashes. just is crushed. Smoosh. Under the pressure.
Yeah.
If it's like, you can look, and it's like, oh, bad tomato. Then you dodged a little bullet, didn't you?
Yeah, you know. It was a little gooey down there. I don't need any of that.
This knife can do anything. This knife can tell if it's a bad tomato before it even presses the flesh.
It's like Sting. Like the elven enchanted blade, it glows when it comes near bad tomatoes.
Any bad vegetable. As your knife goes for it, if it glows, you don't want to cut it.
I call it Sting.
You also gotta wear the mithril chainmail cutting glove for extra attributes.
Like what?
Even if you serve your sandwich to an ogre, and he shakes your hand, he can't crush it.
I see, and obviously it prevents you from weeping while cutting onions.
There, thank you.
It has been enchanted, been in our family for ages.
Sometimes, the thing about cutting onions is it always sneaks up on me. I'll be cutting an onion thinking I'm doing a great job, not crying, and then all of a sudden, it's like they were saving it all for one secret blast of onion air. And my eyes are just burning.
Onion air, I think that is in Middle Earth.
What is this I smell? Is this onion air, Master Frodo?
Run away.
I've been thinking about that dang animated. Maybe not even animated. I haven't watched any of the Lord of the Rings or Hobbit movies in a while, but I think it's the animated one where Gandalf's like, I am Gandalf, and Gandalf means me, right? Is that what he says?
I think that's got to be the animated
Gandalf
one.
Means me. What a line. Bilbo's like, okay.
No, chill out, dude.
Come on in.
Stupid stoner wizard saying all kinds of stuff. No, man, wizards aren't late, dude. I got here when I wanted to, bro. Yeah.
Good guy.
Good fella, huh? I'd love for Gandalf to cut my turkey at Thanksgiving.
just plop down his staff.
He pokes it with his staff, and all of a sudden, the bird is prepared. Cut perfectly and into portions for everyone. But who gets the drumsticks?
Ooh.
I do. The stupid dwarfs can't have any. Do you got a review?
I do. Looks like we're doing okay on time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I may as well. I'll keep the food train going. I don't think there's any turkey in this, but what the heck. I have a review for Herbert's and Gerbert's. A Google review. Herbert's and Gerbert's is a sandwich shop. I think this is from... Oh, it's Fargo. It's in Fargo. You ever been there?
No, and I never will be.
Good choice. This is the Herbert's and Gerbert's in Fargo. And Diane Clark writes, the food was very good. However, the customer service was poor. I ordered a bowl of soup and lemonade. Later, I decided to have a sandwich too. I was told that I could not get a sandwich unless I ordered soup with it. I pointed out that I had already ordered soup. I was told that this didn't count. I would just have to order another soup or I could not get a sandwich. I think this is a lousy policy and doesn't inspire me to ever go back. The employees appeared to be very cavalier in attitude about it, with no real concern about customer service or to make any effort to come up with a solution. Probably won't go back, and will probably talk to my friends about what happened here.
Oh.
3 stars. Yeah, that last line. Ooh.
What is Herbert and Gerbert? What are the titular Herberts and Gerberts gonna do when this guy maybe tells some friends that he had a weird customer service experience one time?
Like, when is that going to come up? You're at your little weekend gathering. So, how's everything with you? How are the kids? Ugh.
I went to Herbert's and Gerbert's the other day.
Let me tell you. I ordered a soup.
I ordered a soup, and then I ordered a sandwich. They said, hey, buddy, if you want a sandwich, you got to order a soup. I said, I ordered a soup already. They said, not like that. Not that one. You have to order a different soup.
They just give one of those looks. Yeah. They're looking up.
They're waiting to be showered with sympathy for their whining about their their extremely unlikely strange customer service experience.
Everybody else is just like, oh, I love their pickles. It's really crisp, crunchy. It's good stuff.
Going to Herbert's and Gerbert's and needing to order soup to get a sandwich is like going to Cheesecake Factory and needing to order mozzarella sticks to get some cheesecake. Yeah.
Well, we do have a response from the owner. Owner says, hi, Diane. We're concerned about this review. We would never make someone order a bowl of soup just to order a sandwich. We sell individual sandwiches all the time. We would be happy to make this right for you. Please email us, blah, 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 blah.
You think this was a bet between the two people working at the time?
Probably.
Hey, I bet I can get this lady to walk out. What are you going to do? Just watch. and just proceeds to gaslight this woman.
Oh man, she almost went full Karen on you. Oh, close one. Next time.
Yeah, nothing like just gaslighting a total stranger.
Sorry, this is the way Herbert's and Gerbert's has always done it.
Oh no, you can't order. Okay, so to order a sandwich, you need to order soup. But to order soup, you first need to order oyster crackers.
But of course. If you want a salad, you have to order the half sandwich, but just the half sandwich by itself. But since we need to make a full sandwich to make a half sandwich, you're going to have to order another sandwich, but only ask for half.
That's a total of 2 sandwiches. Do not order them at the same time or else you will not unlock the salad tier.
You will get a free almond cookie.
Now, if you want a fountain drink, I'm going to give you 2 glasses. I want you to fill one for me as well. If you pick a flavor I don't like, this whole deal is off.
This transaction is null. I have that power.
We can start again at the beginning, but you will be getting me a better soda.
I might tell my friends about this, you know.
If I had friends, I would tell them about this, but I don't. So I will just say, I will probably tell my friends. That makes me not a liar, unlike you, Herbert and Gerbert.
How'd you know our names?
But she didn't know which one was Herbert and which one was Gerbert. Further nullifying the sandwich transaction.
You get out of here, ma'am. You get right the heck out of here.
No, I'm a big fan of the Herberts and Gerberts. Have you had their sandwiches?
I don't think I have.
Delicious. You know, if they said, hey, you need to order another soup with your sandwich, I would say, you bet. I love your soups.
a little bit broccoli cheddar, I bet.
They have a broccoli cheddar. They have a Wisconsin beer cheese and potato. Oh,
heck yes.
Their chili is very good. They have this turkey with a pesto mayo sandwich I cannot get enough of.
There's the turkey, folks. There it is.
There it is. See? Full circle. Full turkey circle.
Full circle turkey.
Yeah, we do. That means we just got a round. All right, we got all types of turkeys here. We got square turkeys. We got circle turkeys. We got full circle turkeys. We got half circle turkeys.
You heard of a round robin, right? You never heard of a round turkey?
We got the howitzer turkey. We got the schnauzer turkey. Mm-hmm. We got the gibble gobble. We got the gobbledygoo. Let's go to break now.
Let's have a snack.
Did you bring me something?
It's oyster crackers.
Oh, so but that means you ordered soup. And you just had the soup all to yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
We need to talk about this.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to me, you, and meme reviews. The Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer, Part 2. Pew, pew, pew! Lightning and electricity. If you're sitting there wondering, what the heck was that?
what the hell are these two idiots fucking on about?
One, you're awesome. Two, okay, quick summation. Me, you, and meme reviews is the time of year, the time of our episodic cycle where we look at those products that get some hype on Amazon or elsewhere, and people make funny reviews on them. Maybe they go on BuzzFeed and read a listicle about funny reviews.
Buttfeed.
Maybe Ellen dances and talks about the thing, or you read a HuffPost article.
These reviews have gone viral, folks.
Viral. Viral, as in meme-like. And in this case, we have taken a look at the Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer, the stupid contraption piece of plastic that people bought to buy to slice bananas quickly. Last week, we looked at the funny reviews. This week, I give you my reviews. But just so you don't feel like you missed out on anything, okay. People might write funny reviews like this one from Comet, who titles their review, not, quote, great for cereal. Comet writes, I can't believe this slicer is listed as, quote, great for cereal. I tried slicing Cheerios, Trix, Corn Flakes, and Chex, and each ended up crumbly smashed. Not neatly sliced. What's worse, this thing is nigh useless on cream of wheat. 1 star.
That guy's a real smart ass, huh?
That guy's a real dingle donger. You know, we love jokes, we love to laugh, but we also recognize that reviews have purpose, they have meaning to inform people about the money they're about to potentially spend on a product. Sometimes a logical, informational review is useful.
Yeah, I do unironically think that internet reviews are one of the most common and effective forms of class solidarity that we have running around today.
Right. Yeah. So here's another one that is actually a bit more focused, and I also grabbed it because it stuck out to me for one strange reason.
It was the banana.
Yeah. Amazon customer titles their review, "Cut Your Own Dang Banana," and writes, "This slicer revolutionized the way I view the fruit cutting industry and culinary space. I gave it a 3-star because I prefer thinner slices for my breakfast cereals. Happy birthday, Matt. 3 stars. I saw that and I'm like, that's a little strange. It's not even my birthday.
Man, this guy wants to come to your house and cut up bananas for your cereal for your birthday.
My cereal. Yeah.
And just watch you eat. They're perfectly sliced, aren't they?
Yeah. And that, we said it last week, it was mentioned in one of the reviews, people don't necessarily like how thick some of the slices are. So, it's a common issue.
Hustlers can't be choosers.
Right. In any case, this week, I have used the Hustler's 571 banana slicer on a banana, sliced it up, ate it, cleaned it off. I now have my own meme review and my own legitimate review. And per custom, I guess I will start with the meme review. We'll see if you can figure out what I did here.
What kind of little joke?
What kind of little joke spinning. I went for? On the eastern face of K2, it was a carabiner, keeping our team in tandem for the final leg of our ascent. In the Australian outback, a measuring implement, as we surveyed the meets and bounds of the arid red landscape. In Brazil, at the Festa de Pau de Barretos, it was a substitute belt buckle, providing a fading champ one last ride in the sun. I've seen it be many things in my time, a drying rack for swamp-soaked socks, a spaghetti serving-size separator for starved Italian troops, a ladder for my dear Lilliputian friends. But I have yet to behold each of the Hustler's 571 applications. And so, my travels continue. For 3 months, the Hustler and I joined a Zydeco band, replacing the washboard player who had as fierce a taste for alligator as alligator did for him. I descaled fish and scraped ice from windshields in the Yakutia region of Siberia for spare rubles and blood sausage. It was only when, having sieved the sands of Kiribati in a fruitless search for Captain Cook's treasure, my second cousin, once revived, suggested we adjourn to the island settlement of Banana. And there, my eyes were opened. My trials, travels, and journals of methodology had all led up to this moment. And like a proud father standing before his prized bird, carving knife in hand, I looked at my motley assemblage and impressed upon the Hustler its final true use. As I doled out perfectly uniform banana slices to each member of my party, I had but one thought. The Lilliputians are gonna shit. 5 stars.
Did you try and do a Peterman catalog?
I did
review?
Try and do a Peterman.
You pulled it off marvelously.
Thank you.
I loved it.
I was like, what the heck? And there's so many different ways people have done this. And some of them are just like so long, they're unreadable.
Right. Yeah. Even me, someone who sits down for hours at a time and goes, I'm going to read reviews until I laugh. Sometimes you see a big one and you're just like, that is an exhausting review.
Yeah.
I know that won't be on the show and I'm not going to bother looking at it.
Yeah. So I tried to hit a nice even balance, get some nice imagery in there. And I oddly enough, like, I need to pick an island where I dig through the sand with this thing. And I picked Kiribati, and sure enough, there is a settlement in Kiribati named Banana.
I think, yeah, the Banana Island found you.
I was like, that is perfect. In any case, that was my meme review, and I will be posting these. They'll probably be posted under my Amazon account, not the hashtag RubyPurdy.com account.
We will make ourselves a part of internet history.
Yeah.
Forever in the annals, the anals, if you will.
But also attached to that will be my real review, which reads as follows. The pulley, the lever, the inclined plane. I guess man's simple machines are too simple for our time, and the remedy to this is a series of wedges, all connected and united in the task of segmenting a banana into upwards of 18 slices. Or a pointless piece of plastic pretending to outmaneuver a knife in its own game. If I told you the invention of the Hutzler 571 was tied to Hitler, would you be surprised? It's true. Company founder Lothar Hutzler fled Germany after the Nazis came to power, establishing Hutzler in the United States in 1938. The war meant that metals were hard to come by, hence Hutzler's early innovations in plastic kitchen products, including plastic cookie cutters, which is all this banana slicer really is anyway. Hitler. World War II. Banana slicer. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. I just told you. Obviously, I am in the, quote, use a knife camp. And in fact, I'm thinking about jumping over to the, quote, use a mandolin camp. That way you can choose the size of your slices depending on what you need and the mouths you'll feed. But this is a review of the Hutzler, so let me spare no detail in describing its efficiency and efficacy. It works. Of course it works. It's a banana slicer, and it makes bananas into sliced bananas. But you know what else it does? Nothing. Unlike a knife, which, aside from cooking, will unlock any number of parcels, paint cans, or plastic packaging, unlike a mandolin, which will slice everything from cukes to zooks to carrots, the banana slicer is a one-trick pony in a kitchen that is built on versatility. Think of the children, you cry. How about you think of the plastic cutlery you brought home with your Wendy's baked potato and chili? Pop the knife through the cellophane, ooh, see how easy that was for a knife? And let the kid go to town. Instead of spending time online looking for a solution to your dire unsliced banana problem, sit the kid down for 5 minutes and have them cut through Play-Doh. Or find a video to help you improve your own inept knife skills. Hitler! 2 stars. Plus an imaginary bonus star for the yellow twist ties, which matched the yellow of the huts.
Go off, King. Go off.
I mean, that's what I have to say.
You know, in Japan, the kids are taught knife skills starting in kindergarten.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. And that, you know, they learn things like how to pass the knife, you know, that a knife is a tool. And it's only how you use it is the important part. Yeah, knife safety. It's a skill everyone should dabble in. Banana cutter safety, that's Hitler.
Yes.
Did you know that Hitler measured his mustache with a Hutzler banana slicer?
Yes, one of those little slots. His mustache is just as wide as a slice of banana.
Right, exactly. And us Americans, hey, we like them a little thinner, our bananas. We like those pencil mustaches.
Heck yeah. So, needless to say, I don't love that I own this thing now, but...
I mean, it's funny that you have it. You could put it on a keychain.
I could frame it or something, make some cool art. It feels sturdy enough, so...
I guess that's all you can ask. It'd be really bad flat. If it fell apart.
So it could sit on the bottom of a drawer for decades, and I guess not be too obtrusive.
Right. It won't bother anybody. And what a conversation piece.
But I did test with a mandolin as well, and oh my goodness. Provided you're using a banana that's not too ripe or soft, because you get dangerous there, but why are you cutting a soft banana anyway? That would get messy with the huts. The mandolin, oh, it was beautiful. I felt magical, just coins of bananas dropping out. I could get used to this.
You were like Scrooge McDuck swimming around in pools of banana coins.
Exactly.
You want some cereal to go with your bananas, kid? I got a review, a couple of reviews here I'd like to share. Ooh. Submitted by our friend Elijah Moisek. Thank you very much, Elijah.
Thanks, dude.
These are not Thanksgiving in any way, but they are funny, which debatably should be on our show. They are reviews for the film featuring Dana Carvey called Master of Disguise.
Oh, boy.
Oh me, oh my, this first review is written by Kim Olson. She titles it, Pop Off, Turtle Man. Have you ever been in amusement? Terrible, terrible amusement that makes you cry out for your mama at night. It is because of the best movie ever. Watch now. 5 stars.
Oh, no. You've gone crazy.
Now, all those other films just pale in comparison to the masterpiece that is The Master of Disguise.
Citizen Kane, The Godfather, Poppycock.
Drivel compared to the highbrow Master of Disguise. The Master's right in the name, people. We got this other review from Melissa Krakus. That's a chilling name. It's like a Harry Potter villain. They titled it Watch. Hilarious, but it has some really weird parts. I could watch it over and over again. 4 stars.
What? What else do you say that about?
I liked everything about this. Some parts made me terribly uncomfortable. Enough to talk, to knock off a star.
I could watch it again and again.
Yeah. She's at first apprehensive about the weird parts, but in fact, it sounds like it might be adding to the pleasure.
I guess like the same way I enjoy 1984, like, oh, my heart gets ripped out. And I also get bored to death when there's the book inside the book. But dang, if I don't enjoy that arc.
Hey, when there's a scene with titties in it in 1984, so.
I thought you were talking about Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise. Like, Dana Carvey shows his boobs in 1984.
Yeah.
Oh, they got on the DVD cover here, they got some of his disguises.
Okay.
George W. Bush.
Oh, wow.
Turtle Guy.
Sure.
Terry Suave. Granny Num Nums. And I think Pistachio or something like that says like
that. That was just his character, right?
I think that's just him.
Pistachio Disguisey.
I must admit, this came out when I was in middle school, I'm pretty sure, maybe 5th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did find this movie hilarious.
I did too. Yeah.
The turtle guy scene, I would laugh at that. And I was in pain. Doubled over in pain. Like, nothing could ever be funnier.
I just loved him breaking into it. Like, where it came out. Why don't you pass me some man-sized meatballs? And the Texan's like, you mocking me, son? Are you mocking me, son? Like, wow.
You're, like, jaw dropped, amazed that. I mean, he really got shorted not getting the Oscar here. This has got a 4 out of 5 star with over 4,000 ratings on Amazon.
Plus, the movie ends with that strange mystery. And I know everyone remembers what I'm talking about when Pistachio.
I really do not.
Pistachio is fighting the robot fighting dummy, and it's just sort of swinging back and forth and hitting him. So he opens up the back of the mechanism, and a tiny man dressed as Mario comes out and chases him down the street.
And that man ended up being Chris Pratt.
or Chris Kattan might be closer, an SNL connection, but yeah, it was baby Chris Pratt.
It was Chris Pratt as a child. That was the original teaser for him voicing Mario. Seth Rogen was hiding in the background, too, with a Donkey Kong tie on. Going, No, that's not how he laughs. How does Seth Rogen laugh? There it is.
He was good in Monsters vs. Aliens.
Oh, yeah? I've never watched that one.
You watch it once, you've seen it enough.
Just like Master Disguise.
Unless you're in middle school. I have a Google Maps review for Mayflower 2, the full-scale replica of a pilgrim ship.
Sure.
in Plymouth. Will Symes writes, "It's not the real Mayflower." If you want to see historical ships, buy yourself a ticket to Oahu and visit Pearl Harbor. 1 star. Like, bro, come on. Say what you will about the whitewashing of American history, but I think the reasons that someone might go to a replica of the Mayflower are slightly different than the reasons you might want to go to Pearl Harbor and see
It was like 60 Minutes news story. Instead of having like, oh, Japanese Pearl Harbor War veteran and the American Pearl Harbor War veteran meet and hug at the memorial, and it's good. They got the same thing with two zombies meeting on the Mayflower replica.
They take a look at Plymouth Rock and say, "Yep, it's still a rock."
Christopher Columbus and the deckhand he was kind of mean to make amends on the Mayflower too.
I mean, I'm sure it's just some stupid tourist trap.
Of course. Why would you expect anything else?
Well, yeah. What is this guy? The real Mayflower? No, dude.
We got the Mayflower police on our hands. No, I went to this stupid Mayflower too. It's not the real one. Just in case. I mean, they really pulled the rug out for me there. I thought that was pretty rude. And it didn't even have any big guns on it like the Pearl Harbor one. So if you want to see a real ship with guns, the Pearl Harbor one has got big ones. you can see in the movie with the Cuba Gooding. I mean, obviously, it's way cooler.
I never watched that Mayflower movie much, no.
Not enough Tom Cruise in there. Not enough Affleck for my taste. They make a Christopher Columbus movie with old Affleck. Maybe, you know, I could get on this Mayflower thing. Until
He's Boston.
Boston Tea Party.
There's. It's not the real tea.
He goes to a museum. It wasn't the real dinosaurs. They were just models. They just had these stupid models. It wasn't even... Go to the butterfly house. I'm not even sure it was real butterflies, guys.
Let's go to Oahu. They got real butterflies there.
I went to McDonald's. It wasn't even a real cheeseburger. You gotta go to Burger King where they spray the burger on. I'm thankful this episode is over.
Yeah, I'm thankful I'm not that dude. He straight up sucks.
Yeah, he straight up is sucking on
himself.
A turkey bone. That one lady's got to put the instruction down to throw a bone at this guy or whatever. Then you take out the wishbone and shove it up this guy's you-know-what. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, if you're listening on that time of year. I hope you enjoyed these Thanksgiving reviews. I hope you had some fun doing it. If you'd like to send us a funny review, turkey-related or otherwise, send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name because we'd love to throw you credit, just like our homeboy, Elijah. Yep.
That is the action of throwing credit.
That's the noise it makes as the credit flies through the air.
It's like a Nerf whistler, except it's a hobble.
It's got little chicken gobblers hanging off of it.
If you want to gobble at us anytime, you can do so on social media. I'm not sure if you're aware of it. It's kind of a limited time thing. You don't want to miss out.
They're going to get rid of Facebook soon.
But if you want to get in while the getting's good, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Review Party Pod. Like the stuff, send us stuff, whatever you feel. Send us random things and see how we react to it. See how strong our constitutions are. If we cry in the night, we'll let you know. Or you can find us on Twitter. You know what that is. I don't need to tell you. I also don't need to tell you to go to reviewparty.com to find the episodes, the blog, where you can read about the Hutt's stuff. and other review stuff. Find the shop stuff and the newsletter stuff. It's all there for your taking, for your clicking, for your liking.
Maybe the moment's passed, but I think it's why I just picture someone with a podcast promising that every time they cry themselves to sleep or wake up crying from a night terror, that they post it on their podcast social media.
That's what true crime podcasters do.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, I saw Janet last night in my dreams. She's still out there. I'm going to solve it.
Well, we just dream of, like, gummy bear diarrhea reviews and stuff, so it's not like we're much better.
No.
Hey, you know what you should do, Thanksgiving listener? Why don't you tell someone you know about ReviewParty.com, someone that likes funny internet podcasts, you say, hey, I got one for you, ReviewParty.com. That's a great way to support us. If you want to throw out some other support, why not you, I don't know what I'm saying. Very big thanks to our buddies Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam Bread for Breakfast. You can find more great tunes from them on their Spotify, Nosebleeds, one word. Actually, at the time of recording, today, we're recording this on Friday, there will be a Nosebleeds music video dropped for, I believe, their Duluth. You heard it here first on ReviewParty.com, their Duluth music video. So go on YouTube, I think. You search Duluth Nosebleeds. By the time you listen to it, it'll be out. It'll be hot. It'll be fresh. It'll be ready. I got a review to send everyone to Thanksgiving nice and full. Now, this review is full of, what is that stuff called that makes you sleepy? Tryptophan.
That's the one.
This review is also submitted by Elijah Moisek. Thank you very much, sir. This is for the Bronax Winter Warm Slippers for Men Insulated. From Amazon customer, they title it perfect. Well, now they are. They write, very comfortable. Now that I took out the paper stuffed in each toe, I thought they were too tight, but I guess I'm just not all that smart. 5 stars.